This is GIS News. Coming up, 101 persons receive land titles in Bogwalk. U.S. Naval Hospital ship on island to offer medical and engineering services. And new Negril order allows for four-story high buildings. The news in detail after the break.
Get involved this Labor Day. In your community, help create clean, safe, inspiring and fun spaces for our children. Let's show them that we care. It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Come to Jamaica, let's work together.
Register your projects now with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Call 978-7654 extension 5137 or register online at myc.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is calling on all Jamaicans to get behind the theme for this year's Labor Day activities, Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children. Condemning the recent spate of violent attacks on children, Mrs. Simpson-Miller reiterated that children are the future of the nation and charged members of the public to play their part in guaranteeing their safety.
Our focus this Labor Day reinforces the conviction that this nation will not succumb to crime and violence by a few. We will, in our respective communities, seek to take back our land by focusing our energies on creating safer, cleaner, inspiring, and fun spaces for our children to thrive and grow into productive adults.
The Prime Minister also urged community members to stand firmly against child abuse and to report all suspected cases to the relevant authorities. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the launch of Workers' Week at Labor Day 2015 at the office of the Prime Minister Monday. Labor Day will be observed on Monday, May 25. Another 101 Jamaicans are now proud landowners after being presented with registered titles on Friday, May 1 in Bogwalk, St. Catherine. The certificates of title were issued under the Land Administration and Management Project, LAMP, during a ceremony at the Bethel Baptist Church in Bogwalk. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the activity is part of government's mission to continue the process of expanding land ownership to the people of St. Catherine and across Jamaica.
We will continue to work to deliver security of tenure to individuals and families across this country because it is critical to improving the quality of life of our people and building strong communities.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says recipients are now able to use their titles to build or improve their homes or access capital to start or expand their businesses. United States Naval Hospital ship Comfort, consisting of medical personnel and engineers, arrived on the island Monday to offer medical care and engineering services. The ship's medical team will be carrying out outreach activities at the National Arena and the Maxfield Park Health Center May 6 to 13, starting at 8:30 a.m. United States Marine Corporal Philip Henry says the visit is part of efforts to sustain the partnership between United States and its neighboring countries.
Its main purpose is to continue the partnership that we have. So with the medical personnel, their purpose is to do different medical procedures, also to exchange whatever expertise that they have with the local medical facilities.
Mr. Henry was speaking with GIS News Monday. The team will offer various medical services to the public, including optometry, dentistry, general medical, women's health, pediatrics, and pharmacy. Additionally, they will provide engineering services to schools in Kingston and St. Andrew and participate in several community relations activities. The ship is expected to depart on May 14. And buildings being constructed in Negril, Westmoreland can now go up to four stories. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says an adjustment has been made to the Negril Development Order to allow for the four-story maximum for buildings.
Other development orders are on stream to be published during this financial year. And we are on target to have the entire island regulated by development orders under the Town and Country Planning Act by the end of 2016-17.
Making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament recently, he noted, however, that the structures should not exceed a height of 50 meters. He says the setback at the high water mark remains at 46 meters except under exceptional circumstances. Additionally, Minister Pickersgill says the other development orders announced last year for Portland, Trelawney and Manchester have been confirmed. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.